You might think Australia's beaches are clean, pristine and rubbish-free, but a groundbreaking new study by the CSIRO has found that that's not the case. Researchers have spent the past 2 years surveying the entire coastline and estimate that more than 100 million pieces of rubbish are on our shores, killing thousands of birds. As for Australia's dirtiest beach, well, that's on the border of Western and South Australia. The ABC's environment reporter Jake Sturmer has the story.
It's a beautiful day for a cruise just off Western Australia's sunny Abrolhos Islands. John Hanrahan is captaining his boat as dolphins swim around the bow. The 77-year-old has been coming here for years, but not to fish or even for a holiday. He's here to pick up rubbish.
There's still plenty here. Oh, they've all got to be cleaned up like this, Barney.
The former plastic surgeon is here with a bunch of other unlikely rubbish collectors, his retired mates, ranging from board members to hotel brokers. They're driven by a sense of wanting to give back.
Pretty well all the people that I ask up here, and there's probably 40 or 50 over the years, the vast majority are very happy to contribute to the picking up of the rubbish. In fact, some of them said, I really enjoyed that. That was good fun.
The rubbish has been left by tourists and fishermen. There's a mixture of plastic bottles, old fishing nets, and even the odd glow stick. It's been left here or washed ashore over decades.
We've probably picked up 15, 18 bags. But right here, ahead of us, up here, there's probably two or three bags in the next 200 metres. And the island goes for another 4 miles.
Last year, they bumped into CSIRO researcher Denise Hardesty, who was coming towards the end of a 2-year research survey. She's travelled around the edge of the country, measuring the amount of rubbish every 100 kilometres. Right now, team member Chris Wilcox is going through the contents of a bird's stomach discovered on Lord Howe Island.
Here's one, I can tell what that is. That's a doll arm.
Denise Hardesty says her survey is the first of its kind, and there's more than 150 million pieces of debris or rubbish around the coastline. She used her findings to name Australia's dirtiest beach, and it was at Border Village, on the coast between Western and South Australia.
So one of the key things that we find is that there is rubbish everywhere. No matter how remote you are, how close you are to an urban city, we leave our litter everywhere.
The scientists say that rubbish is killing thousands of marine animals.
I have found over 200 pieces of plastic in a single bird. I found everything from a glow stick that is used by fishermen to 3 or 4 balloons and all sorts of pieces of plastic in birds.
Back in the Abrolhos Islands, John Hanrahan is hoping his work inspires future generations.
What I'd like to see is other people take up the cause, as it were, and say, all right, yes, we can do a little bit. And it doesn't matter whether they take back 1 bag, 5 or 50. It's making a contribution.
Plastic surgeon turned rubbish collector Peter Hanrahan ending that report by Jake Sturmer.